We are beginning Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa from Rabbi Newirth, big Talmud of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Almost all the psukim are based on Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. This is heralded today as probably a classic in Hilchas Shabbos, a sefer not to be missed by anybody who wants to understand Hilchas Shabbos, one of the most classic, most comprehensive svarim of today's generation, dealing with contemporary shailos in Hilchas Shabbos. Today's shir is dedicated to Ilu Nishmas Maras Adol Bas Reb Yehuda HaKoyen. Anybody who would like to sponsor future shiurim, future podcast shiurim, should please email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN, @gmail.com to sponsor. So we're going to begin with the Mavoi, which in the new print, they put a Mavoi in with a few prakim of introducing Hilchas Shabbos. So there's a few prakim of Mavoi, of the introduction. We'll start with Perek Aleph, Klalei Melechas Shabbos. Arba advarim nemru b'Shabbos. There are four things that are spoken about regarding Shabbos. Shnayim min haTorah, u'shnayim midivrei sefer. Two that are midai raisa, and two that are rabbanon. V'hem mufurashim al yedei hanaviim, and mufurish, the two that are rabbanon, and even the ones that are midai raisa really, were explained by the neviim, as we're going to see. So Shabbat Torah, Zachar v'Shamar. The Torah tells us Zachar v'Shamar. In the two Aseres HaDibris, first one in Yisrael, the second one in the Eschanan, we look at the obligation to keep Shabbos, and we see that there's one word that was switched. The word Zachar got switched to Shamar. And v'shenes parshu al yidei ha-neviim, and the neviim explain the obligation of kavod v'oineg. Shenemar, as it says in Yeshaya, in Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'karoso l'Shabbos Eineg, L'kdoish Hashem Mechubot. There's an obligation to honor Shabbos. You should call Shabbos an Eineg, to be Mekadosh Hashem in an honorable and in a dignified fashion. And we're going to see as we go further what this means, what Eineg Shabbos is all about, what Kavod Shabbos is all about, and we're going to see what Zachar and Shamar are all about, and the chilukim between the obligation of Zechira and the obligation of Shmira. So Se'if Beis begins, Zachar, Ketzad. How are we mikayim the mitzvah of Zechira? So the Shmira Shabbos Kolchasa says, Mitzvahs asei min haTorah, L'kadesh es yoyim ha-shabbos b'dvorim. There's an obligation, a mitzvah asay from the Torah to mekadesh Shabbos with words. Shenemar, zochar es yoyim ha-shabbos l'kadesh. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Yisroel, in Aseres HaDibros, you should remember as Shabbos to be mekadesh it. So the Gemara explains, Kloimar, zochreyu zechiras shevach v'kiddush. You should remember a remembrance of praise and to sanctify it, to be mekadesh it. V'tzorich lezachreyu b'knisasoi u'b'yitziyasoi. You're obligated to remember it. This obligation of zechira applies twice. Once as Shabbos comes in and as Shabbos goes out. And how do we do that? So he explains b'knisasoi, when it comes in, Bekiddush Hayoyim, that which we make Kiddush, and there's a Machloikis, which we're going to we'll probably see later on. We're not going to go into right now. We're going to see soon about the obligation of, we'll see in Sif Dalet, and later we'll see the obligation of what Kiddush is. There's a Machloikis if he eats a Kiddush by davening, or if we make Kiddush al HaKais. But be it that it may, we are Mekadesh Shabbos Bidvarim, and our davening, we make Kiddush al HaKais. Will be Tiyosai how Mikade Shabbos as it goes out, Behavdala. Right? So, the Mashmoyis over here, from Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, is the Kiyim Midairaisa of Zechira, Be Yitziyosai, is done Al Yedei Havdala. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Reish Tzadik Vav Sivkot and Aleph, and in the Shaaretz Sivkot and Aleph, so there are those who are chaylik, and the whole Havdalah is only the Rabban. But the Mashmaiyus over here is that he is going with those who hold that Havdalah is the Oraisa. So, Siv Gimbal, so that's the Chir. So how will Mikayim Zohar Shem Shabbos L'Kachoy? Very simply, by making Kiddush, by making Havdalah, by being Mekadesh the day, and showing that Shabbos is more Kodesh than the rest of the week. That Shabbos is a holy day. That's the Kiyum of Zechira. Where is the Kiyum of Shemira, of Shomer? So Zif Gimel continues. Shomer Ketzad. Shvisa Mimeloch Mitzvah Asehi. Says it's a Mitzvah Asehi to refrain from doing any work. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ubayoyim Hashvi'i Tishbois. And on the seventh day, you should be Shavas. You should rest. You should not do any melacha. V'chola oisa by melacha. And anybody who does do melacha on Shabbos, bitel mitzvah sasei. He's being mevatel this mitzvah sasei. V'over al mitzvah loy sasei. And not only is he being mevatel the mitzvah asei of keeping Shabbos, he's over on the loisasei, shenema, as the Pasuk says, loisase kol meloch. One should not do any meloch. So, the chiev of shomer is a chiev to be shomer Shabbos and not to do anything that is wrong. That not doing any malacha, see, right? So if a person, let's say, wasn't Mekadesh Shabbos, he didn't do, he slept through the entire Shabbos, stayed home and did nothing, twiddled his thumbs the whole Shabbos. So he'll have a kiyum of Shmiras Shabbos. He is a Shomer Shabbos, but the kiyum of Zechar he won't have. Right? So the obligation of Shmira is Shavas. We are Shomer Shabbos by being Shavas. Siv Dalit, the ain beinyan ze kol hevdil bein ha'ish u bein ha'isha. Continues to tell us there is no differentiation between a man and a woman. Shneihem chayovim lishmer hashabbos v'loy lasais melacha. Man and women both. Men and women may not do malacha. There's no chilek. Hein malacha sh'asuris min ha'toyro, hein malacha sh'isuron midrabon. Whether we are talking about those things which are prohibited midrashim, whether those things that are midrabonon, either way, they have to do it. V'shneihem gam chayovim b'mitzvus alsei Shel Zohar. Both of them are an obligation, have the obligation, both men and women have the obligation of Zohar. Da'ainu b'kiddush. V'gam chayovim b'mitzvus d'rabbanon. K'moy lechem mishno, su'udas Shabbos v'ad lokas neiris. So women are mechuyiv in kiddush, lechem mishno, su'udo, had lokas neiris, just like men. So you might think that what? That neiris is a specific time. Sudas Shabbos, people eat them at all different times of the day, but really, the Rambam tells us, based on the Gemara, that the three Sudas are supposed to be in three separate Zmanim, and the Chemishna is part of the Suda, so you might say it should be considered a mitzvah asei shezman grama. So we say, no, the ein apatur l'noshim mitzvah asei shezman graman teifis kan. We don't have the heter, or whatever you want to call it, the that they should not be obligated because of mitzvah seish es man grama, ki legabe Shabbos, because regarding Shabbos, gilsa lanu ha-Torah, the Torah revealed to us, shebekol oifin ha-noshim chayobis, that no matter what, women are obligated in Shabbos. The choy dorshu amakro, this is the Joshua, the Pasuk says, zochor v'shamor, kol sheyeshnoi b'shmiro, yeshnoi b'zechira. Anybody who has an obligation in Shmira, which is the negative, has an obligation in Zechira. Right? V'ahani nishay, and women, Hoyl v'isnehu b'shmiru. They're obligated in Shmiru Shabbos. Shavas, they're obligated in. They're obligated to rest. So isnehu b'zechiru. So they're obligated in zechiru as well. Kloimar ha-Shabbos she'bedibrei sharishenis kosov zocher. Like we said, in Parashas Yisrael, in the first of the Aseres HaDibros, the first time the Aseres HaDibros is in the Torah, it says Zohar, right? Mitzvahs Aseh L'Kaddish Eseh Shabbos B'Kiddish. U'B'Dibros Achronis, and the second time in the Achronis, in Eschanan, what does it say in the Aseres HaDibros? Kosov Shmoyer. It says the word Shomer, which is the Lois Aseh. Shaloi Lasseh Melochem, right? And women are chayiv in every Lois Aseh in the Torah. Right, mitzvahs asei shezman grama is only by mitzvahs asei. It's not a patur from mitzvahs lois asei. Right, so therefore women are obligated in shmirah, and anyone the Gemara darshins who's obligated in shmirah is obligated in zechira, and therefore all in yonim of Shabbos, men and women are equal, and they're obligated in all in yonim, like hadlokas neiris, Suda, Lechem Mishnah, Kiddush, all those things that you might want to say should be considered time-bound. We say no, they are obligated. Ki ein kan kol hevdil. There is no differentiation. V'chol mi shem mitzuvah b'shmoyr, b'shmiris ha-shabbos melasses b'mlocho, hu mitzuvah gam b'zechor. B'zechiris ha-shabbos ayde kiddush u'gdayma. So any woman who's chayiv in shmira is chayiv in Zechira. That we will stop over here for today. We are up to Sif Hey. We just finished Sif Dalet. Sif Hey is really talks about what is a malacha. So just to recap, this year we learned that there's a chiyuv of Zechira, there's a chiyuv of Shmira, as the Torah says in the Eschanan and in Yisroi, two separate Lashonis in the Aseres HaDibros. Anyone who has Zechira has Shmira. Therefore, every woman is mechuyev, just like every man, in all the positive and the negative inyanim of Shabbos.